The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act and provide about $300 million in funding over the next 6 years. But the House of Representatives so far haven't supported the measure. The funding supports shelters, law enforcement efforts, training, and education to fight domestic violence and sexual assault. U.S. Representative John Dingell says the Violence Against Women Act has produced results.
The program has worked over time, has reduced the level of violence against women by better than 50%, and it just seems to be a sensible expenditure to make. And I would observe that those who seem to oppose it would have the appearance of knowing the cost of everything and the value of nothing.
Locally, Safe House Center serves over 4,500 people, and there are more than 1,700 911 calls on domestic violence in Washtenaw County annually. Barbara Neese May is the executive director of Safe House Center. Neese May says without the Violence Against Women Act, Safe House will have a big funding gap to fill in the fall.
Approximately 15 to 20% of our funding comes from the Violence Against Women Act, and beyond that, there are additional federal supports that we have. But this is critical because it provides the putting people in front of people who are in crisis, and that's what we're all about at Safe House Center.
Neese May says in addition to the funds directly provided through the act, Safe House Center leverages this money for additional funds and hours of volunteering. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.